Yeah, I was getting that impression as well. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Just screwed in. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Is it? Okay. This is all about the design of the actual components and the availability of the components we have in stock at the moment. Okay. First, into the method. The main idea of the whole thing is just so you just press buttons and it should activate things on the TV, and we discussed last meeting that it should be easy to find. Also in this study I've looked into the availability of some of the materials, because some of the things that we looked at last time unfortunately aren't available. Findings, I've got my nice little picture there. This is the chip called the TA11835, which is what's used in pretty much every remote control, because it sends out standard signals based on your input, and it's pretty much used for all TV remotes at the moment. And then we're looking into battery options. There's actually no rechargeable option available, so I saw the standard AA and AAA, which we thought were a bit too bulky at the moment. Dynamo charging, I thought that might be a bit silly, to be honest. It's basically like wind up radio,
right.
So you wind up your remote control before you use it.
It might.
You. I presume you wouldn't have to wind it for very long, but I don't think it's really sort of necessary when you think as the next two options, like the solar charging, because most people have the light on in the room anyway, so they could get when you got TV. No, is it? Oh right. Yeah, it would. The dynamo would take more space, because you'd actually need a physical sort of handle to wind up. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, most people also watch TV in the night anyway. But I think the next one's the best anyway, the kinetic charging, which is like you get it in wristwatches,
yeah.
And you don't even notice it. I mean, the amount of probably moving around you'd be doing all the time would charge it up. I don't think you'd ever need to actually physically start shaking it up to make it work. It charges into some form of, it's a smaller cell which it charges into, and the size sort of a watch battery, because they use them quite frequently in watches, and that would last for I'm not entirely sure how long it would last, but I've never seen one run out.
No.
Yeah.
So you're walking around, you're doing things, it is moving a lot of the time.
Yeah,
and you switch the TV on and you put it on the side, and you pick it up to change it and you put it on the side.
Yeah, but then again, I think it is, because if you think about it, the watch, although it's only a tiny amount, it's always moving for the whole day, and they don't run out overnight when you leave them on the side. And For the same reason, you're only using it for an incredibly short amount of time, just to send the signal, and then you're finished with it, and you put it. No, I don't think the draw on it would be. Yeah, I think I th- You could have a dual power thing, but the thing with the solar cells is you would need to put them on the case, and they, because if you like on a calculator, they're quite big, and they all look identical. They're expensive. They don't. Yeah, the normal batteries would be the cheapest. I'd presume then it would actually be the solar charging ones. I think they're not very resistant to dropping. Because if you drop stuff, yeah, if you have the size you'd need to charge a remote wouldn't be that big. But, I mean, if remotes always get thrown around and stuff. So, I think, yeah, practically... I mean, calculators you don't really throw around a lot, whereas remotes you do. They can turn. Yeah, they do. They've got dual things, but the batteries are smaller, I think. Mm. Yeah. So if you had something dual. Using the standard batteries and the solar charging, I don't think you'd. I think well, you know how long the standard AA's would last in, or AAA's would last. Yeah, I think it would. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll move on. My second part of my findings, the most current remotes use this silicon PCB board, which printed circuit board, which basically has these contacts that are really close together, and then when you press down on the rubber button, it'll connect the circuit, and each switch is connected to different legs on the chip, and so sends a different message, and that then gets translated by the chip into a code, and then it's fired out of this LED in a sequence of on and off bursts. The thing about it is they can be as big or as small as you want them to be, because you can print a circuit board like that. That it's simply spaced like that, so you can fit the size of the 9 buttons in. If you see how thin the tracks are, you could put them virtually right next to each other and have a much smaller switch on each one if you wanted to. But there is an option to do it like that, or you could have some sort of array of switches, which I'll speak about in the next bit. So that, and then to conserve battery life, the remote should be in a standby mode while not being used. And what I was thinking about that was, because sometimes when you have these things, they've got little lights on behind the buttons, so you can see what all the buttons are. Like on a mobile phone, they do it more often than on a TV remote, but you could have lights behind the buttons, and after like 5 or 10 seconds and not being used, I'd have that turned off if we decided to go for buttons that could light up. The case material, I've been sent what the factory can actually give us. There's the plastic, which I think we were going to go for anyway, as the main case housing, and the main problems with the, well, you could go for wood, but I think it would be a bit impractical. Titanium, very expensive, just the process which to make it is expensive. And rubber, well, you're saying that people like this spongy feel this year, so perhaps something made of rubber, but I was thinking more of the buttons, because the buttons which they've said that they've put across are what is used in some stress ball manufacture, and it's meant to be anti RSI. I'm not sure how that would work, because surely your fingers would still be moving over the short distances, but that's what they said. The problem with the casing is that there's quite a few design restrictions that they've got on the shape of the case. If you go for titanium, they can only do a standard box shape, whereas if you come to plastic, they can be a little more, they can do sort of curved shapes. But whether or not, because we'd have it in two separate units for the flip phone. Yeah. Yeah, in titanium, I don't think it would be available at all, really. You could make it available in the titanium. It would be so expensive to buy a new case for it, because of the expense of how much titanium is. It's light and strong, but I think it should be left for aircraft design rather than for a remote. Yeah. Rubber, yeah. And you can peel them off, yeah. 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 Also, just going back to the interface designs with the buttons, we were planning to do some sort of touch screen. Now, what I was saying before about, instead of having, you could have just a bare PCB circuit board, and I'm sure you could probably get it in different colours, and so just by touching it with your finger, it would make the connection over, if you had them close enough. That would be one option. The second option, they offer rubber buttons, but I thought that an LCD type of screen, because one, they're incredibly thin and don't take up much space. Two, you can have them in a sort of array, and you could arrange the buttons on the screen in a sort of set thing, and you could have them like a touch display. What? Oh, on the LCD screen, you could fit it. The problem with it basically is that it's flat, and so you can't do lots of curved things with it. But you wouldn't have, with the LCD, you'd have the wires coming off. You wouldn't have that with the LCD. You'd only have that with the printed circuit board. Yeah. You could have a flat screen inside. Yeah. But I'm just wondering whether we want an LCD screen inside. It wouldn't be like full colour. It would just be black and white. But there'd be touch buttons. So you wouldn't be pressing down on them. Or we could have rubber buttons, which are made of this material, which is anti-RSI.
I think it would be good to have a contrast between if the whole thing
is rubber.
It would be good to open it up and see something quite fancy looking.
Mm.
Now, how would you distinguish, if you had it bare, how would you distinguish where you had to press?
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of that, to be honest. Yeah, you could have some sort of stylus that you could pull out, but I think they could get a bit easily lost. Because
yeah.
I had... Yeah. 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 Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's the end of my yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, that would be fairly simple. I mean, you'd actually have two separate circuit boards, but they'd be joined by wires or like some cabling between them. Because in the actual flip bit, you'd have some linking. I mean, you could have a, because if you just put the full charge through an LCD display, it'll completely blank it out. But I don't know if you could get any mirror effect on it. I'm not sure about that. Yeah. 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 If you have like buttons that appear on the screen and this LCD screen. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but you can do it with your thumb, like. Yeah.
So it could be like, where is the remote? And the remote answers, I am here.
Yeah.
Some kind of thing, or it gives a blip sound or some kind of sound. And if this can be incorporated, this will be more, you can say, trendy also and technologically innovative also.
Yeah.
So we can check into the financial feasibility of incorporating this.
Yeah.
Tomato red over there. And second thing is certain static curtains we should have. Like for example, if you see the previous slide,
well, yeah. We
I think most of the users would now be well acquainted with this central pattern here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means that there's no function for the port, you know, that it sits in the aggressive dynamic. So we could incorporate voice recognition.
Yeah, I think, I mean, if.
It's like it's a gadget. It's a
yeah, it is quite, it's quite a cool feature to have. And also, if they've got it, if they've got these parts already in stock, then it won't be cheap to remanufacture them. It will be cheap, sorry, to remanufacture them. So, do you reckon that's a good idea, that where's the remote, I'm here thing? I think that would be quite fun.
I think the only pitfall that we would have would be how much it's going to cost.
Yeah.
That means we'd have to cut down somewhere else. But I think pretty much we've used cheap.
Yeah.
Relatively cheap and simple
things. Yeah,
the just...
It's not as expensive as... It would be if it was full colour, because if we've just got a black and white one, I mean, they use them in calculators, so.
Maybe we could start with the black and white.
Yeah. What, you could, No, the kinetic ones come with a sort of watch, a battery that goes in a watch. So it's a lot smaller, so it would... Yeah. Yeah, the I think we're going for the LCD on that one, on the buttons, on the top one.
On
we're
the
gonna.
Top one, okay, you've got the touch.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
on the bottom, we're gonna have the rubber ones, the anti RSI ones. Okay, we've got the flip screen. The top one is going to be the LCD, and the bottom one is going to be the rubberized buttons.
For the body design, I think plastic.
Plastic, yeah. Okay.
For the inside.
Yeah.
Rubber as a padding or for the bridge, something like to add to the design. Mm-hmm.
No.
No, I think we don't want it to be tacky if we've got a kind of different shape anyway. The material that we would be using would be cheap. So we could make it red, we could make it psychedelic, you know, we could make it black and white zebra stripes. But that's not really what we're focusing on. What we're focusing on is the
feel.
Yes. So you get clocks now that are more of a talking point than an actual clock, because they're so interesting.
Kind of pushing it out, see if you know anything else. But I mean, that's usually we looked at those results and we found very similar looking things. This would definitely.
And you would just have you would have so many different options you could do. You could have a plain black one. You could have sparkly pink.
You can just, yeah.
Like a puffer fish, you could take it wherever. So I think that's quite
good. Yeah. Yeah, with these rubberized case, not the actual plastic outside case, just the rubber thing that goes around the outside. Oh, yeah, the whistle ones, yeah.
I took it.
Yeah. Yeah, depending on the expense of it. And they've got in stock, so yeah. Yeah. Okay. Did it?